Welcome to NGA Notable Lectures, a podcast offering a deeper understanding of all things artistic. Jerub J. Ortiz is a large format staff photographer for the Heritage Documentation Programs of the National Park Service, NPS. In the winter of 2015, the NPS commenced a job search for the next Ansel Adams, the landscape photographer commissioned by the NPS in the 1940s to document nature in U.S. national parks. Ortiz, a Milwaukee native, was selected out of 5,000 applicants as a staff photographer for the Heritage Documentation Programs. Through recordings from a lecture held on April 18, 2017 at the National Gallery of Art, interviews, and an on-location shoot in the Shenandoah, Ortiz illustrates the story of the processes and photographs he has taken while serving in this important role and discusses his journey and experience as a photographer in the field.
I'll tell you right now, the best light you can get is winter light, especially after a fresh snow. And the reason why is because you're talking about going in these buildings that have no electricity, they're very dark. But if you get snow falling down and it comes through the roof a little bit and it just sits on the floor, you get a nice dusting on the floor. Now you're talking about light coming in through the windows and bouncing off of that snow on the ground and filling all the shadow in the ceiling. And it just gives this crazy feel to every photograph. My name is Jerub Ortiz. I'm the large format photographer for the Heritage Documentation Programs with the National Park Service. What we do is go out as a team of architects, historians, and then me as the photographer. So we go around to all the historic sites around the country and do a full comprehensive documentation of those sites. And then those serve as the record for our country, which are then stored at the Library of Congress. I'm honored to be here talking here at the National Gallery of Art. To be honest, I can't believe it. Usually I'm much, much more of a listener than I am a talker, so just bear with me a little bit. I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. As some of you might be familiar, it's a very post-industrial town. My father was a police officer there, and he always thought it was very important to take me around the city and show me all the areas of the city. He would take me down to the port of Milwaukee and show me these sites of, you know, boats coming in, going into port, the shipping that would come in and out. He would take me to the old factory areas down through the Menominee River Valley, and I would see these incredible buildings, these incredible factories, and I'd always just in awe as a child seeing these things. I think that was the beginning of me being able to understand what it is that I was looking for when I saw these kinds of structures, the way that they interact with their environments, the way that people interact with them, what importance they have to communities, and then how the characteristics of them change with the lighting that's available at any given time. My friend came home. He was taking a photography course at the Milwaukee Area Technical College, and he came home and he says, "Jerub, come on over here. I want you to see something. Check out this slide film." And I'm like, "What's slide film?" He's like, you put it in a camera and then you hold this thing up and you press a button, and you know, the way that the light interacts with it, it captures the light and it transposes this image onto this substrate. And I'm like, "Okay." So he gives it to me, and I'm just holding it. I'm not even doing the right thing with it, just holding it. And I'm like, "I can't see anything. What am I supposed to do with this?" He's like, "No, you have to hold it up to the light." So I do, and there it is. I see this image. It's a solid entity, something that's chemicals and particles all interacting, the scientific mechanism that's capturing something that's traveling through space and giving you this moment in time. And it was only a week later that I went out and bought my first camera. I got rid of my cell phone. I had no phone or anything, and all I did was just study and shoot photography, and that's basically all I've done ever since. It was just that quick. I never had anything do that to me before. I didn't even know what I wanted to do with it. I just knew that I had to learn this. But it's really weird because up until that point, I never considered myself somebody that was good at math, never was really interested in chemistry, physics, or any of this stuff. I never considered that. But when I discovered photography and started learning it, all of a sudden that seemed like just all switch. Then I became really proficient in doing math, and I was really good at understanding chemistry because of working with the chemicals and learning about how they interact with one another and what they're doing. And it was like this moment where I'm like, you can learn stuff at any point in your life. All you have to do is want to learn it. The number one thing I was looking for when I was looking for a program was a view camera. I wanted to learn this camera because as I was shooting with the 35mm camera that I bought, I started gravitating towards doing architecture. I just had all these problems with the lines, so I started studying it, the explanation of how you correct for perspective and everything, and what else you can do with this camera. I mean, the possibilities are endless with this thing. You have to think. Every single photograph is intentional, and it slows you down. It makes you craft things. Before I got in this job, I was doing large format photographs of post-industrial towns. And originally it was kind of just like, I can't believe that this is abandoned. It's a huge space. I can't believe somebody would just leave this here. I think that these areas are important. I can't find any photographs of them. In 2010, I went down to Gary, Indiana for the first time. That was at such a scale of desolation in that city because of what's happened with automation and industry. It started driving me more into photographing places that dealt with communities, schools, churches, government buildings, things like that, that were affected by the fall of these industries. That's the whole equation here. You have this huge industrial site, it's abandoned, and then you look at the city around it, and then it's just this wasteland around it because everyone who lived in that neighborhood worked at that building. So instead of focusing on just the industry, it started turning into something more. In Gary, they have the first public schools that were ever in this country, which is pretty sad because they're all abandoned and destroyed now. I go to this area where it's very secluded. I put myself in a situation where I see nobody for days. And I just basically allow nature to do what it will with me, whether it rains on me for 4 days and I'm out there and I take no photographs, or if it's just beautiful for 5 days and I get to photograph every day. What I find so appealing about it is that you have to react. Things can change so quickly out there. And you just have to take what it'll give you, and then you have to basically solve the problem. I love shooting transparency film out in nature because it's such a finicky format, and you have to be on your game all the time. You cannot take anything for granted because you will lose information instantly. One small slip up, I would say probably you got 2/10 of a stop of leeway to get it right. Typically, I'll show up at a place and like set my camera up and I'm like, this is the photo. It's going to happen at 5 p.m. tonight. I'm here at 3. I'm setting up that camera and then I'm kicking back and I'll wait until it starts getting good. And then once it starts happening, once you start seeing the lights start changing and it's getting right to where you want it to be, that's when the heart starts jumping and you're like, okay, here we go. Here we go. This is going to happen. Here we go. This is the moment. When it all starts lining up, it feels like you're just in tune with it all. Like you put in the time, you put in the effort, and now here's your reward. And then the payoff when you actually hit the shutter.
This has been a National Gallery of Art podcast.